Hello, everyone, and welcome to the RV Inspection and Care podcast and video. I'm Dwayne, and I'm a certified RV inspector, and today we're going to be talking about my top five money-saving tips for RVing. Now, there's lots of ways to save money on RVing, but mostly it's little things that you do to save a little bit of money here and there, and you put it all together, and it's quite a bit of money altogether. Well, there are a few things you can do, though, that will save you lots of money. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Usually, these things have to do with camping costs, with travel expenses, and RV repairs, because these are the most expensive parts of RVing, generally speaking. So let's go ahead and let's get started with my number one money-saving tip. And that has to do with campground costs. Now, the number one thing that we have saved money on has been this particular tip. And that is, we bought a Thousand Trails campground membership. Now, let me say right now, Thousand Trails is not for everyone. If you go online and you start looking for reviews and comments about it, you're going to find people that love it and you're going to find people that hate it. And really, most of the reviews that are negative center around things like where they're located, that they're not everywhere, but also in many cases about the conditions of certain campgrounds when they stayed there or the expectations that they had that weren't fulfilled. Well, all of those things can be debated. However, there's one thing that can't be debated, and that is the fact that Thousand Trails will save you incredible amounts of money on RVing campground costs. In fact, for us, over the last 3 years of our membership, we figure that it saved us somewhere around $25,000. And that's not chump change. That's roughly about $8,000 to $9,000 a year that our membership has saved us thus far. And every year, it just keeps getting greater and greater. That's because if you are going to be staying in RV parks for any length of time, well, it's going to cost you every night. And let's say it's a $30 a night expense, although in many places it's much more than that. But let's just take $30. Well, with Thousand Trails, you know what it costs us to stay nightly with full hookups? $3, somewhere around $3 or so, a little under, a little over, but that's where our yearly expenses average out to about $3 a night. So, $30 a night or $3 a night? Well, I think you can begin to see the savings just keep adding up every single night. So, if you want to save big money on RVing costs, I highly recommend getting a Thousand Trails membership. Now, I'm going to put some information in the comments, both for the video and the podcast, about where we got our membership. There's a couple that we worked with that represent Thousand Trails, and they really got us a good deal, and I know they can do the same for you. So just talk to them, and they'll be able to help you out. Now, let's move on to my second money-saving tip. And that has to do with travel expenses. You know, if you have a big rig, say like a Class A diesel pusher, you just can't be going to any old fuel station out there. It's not going to work because eventually you're going to get caught getting in and out somehow. There's just not a big enough space to move around in there for really big rigs. So for us, we need to go to places like truck stops, Love's, Petro's, Travel America, things along that line. Well, if we do, the cost of diesel fuel there can really be out of sight. So what we did is we got a TSD fuel card. And there's a lot of full-timers that had these cards now. And it saves us big money at the fuel pump at these truck stops. So that's my first recommendation. If you got a big rig, get a TSD fuel card. But what if you don't have a big rig? Let's say it's more like a medium-sized RV or smaller. Maybe it's a gasoline engine. Well, there's a couple of programs that you need to be using. One is Mudflap. Mudflap is made for smaller fuel stations. It's like the TSD card for the smaller mom and pop stations. And you can save tons of money with Mudflap, whether you have gas or diesel. Now, let's suppose that you have just a gasoline engine and you don't really want to sign up for these programs like Mudflap or TSD. Well, the very best thing you could probably do is at least get a Gas Buddy app on your phone, because it'll help you look up and find the cheapest gas station wherever you are in the country. And then you can save money by going there. So these are all ways to save money on fuel expenses for your travels in your RV. Now, let's go to the third money-saving tip today, and that is how to save money on camping costs while you're on the road. You know, you're not staying somewhere. You're on a road trip going somewhere. Well, we have found three memberships that have worked very well for us. Now, the first one we're actually not going to keep because we have a big rig, and it's not as friendly for big rigs, although some use it that way. And that is for Boondockers Welcome. Now, Boondockers Welcome is folks all across the country that offer their property for you to be able to stay on as you're traveling through the area. The great news is that they allow you to stay in most cases for $0 a night if you boondock. That's great savings. The only issue is that for big rigs, you often find yourself getting into some tight situations at times. So we've decided that we're not going to go forward with Boondockers Welcome ourselves. Not because we don't like it, not because it doesn't save us money, but simply because we feel we have better alternatives. And the second alternative is a sister program to Boondockers Welcome. It's called Harvest Hosts. And that's where businesses across the U.S. will allow you to stay on their property, and you can do it again just as you're traveling through the area. Now, the only thing that's different here is that they generally expect you to spend some money. That's why they're asking you to stay on their property. They want you to come and spend some money with them. Generally, it's accepted that about $20 a night is what you should be able to contribute. So there is some expense. But the good news is that because they're commercial places, larger rigs, any size rig really, can get in and out much easier and not have problems. So Harvest Host has worked very well for us. And let's be honest, $20 a night is still really a good cost. That's a big savings. Now, finally, I'm going to recommend the Passport America membership as well, because they can save you 50% off a campground's normal costs. And we find that true. As we've gone around the country, we very often pay only, say, $20 to $25 a night for very nice accommodations. So that's another way to save real money on an RV road trip. Now, I'll put, again, information for all three of these memberships in the comments below for the video and the podcast. Now, let's move into a totally different area about how to save big money on your RV. And the next tip that I'm going to give you is to maintain your RV. And there's lots of RVers that don't do this. I know, because I take a look at their RVs and it's very clear that they're just not maintaining it like they should. And my friends, let me tell you this, there are many systems in an RV, and if you don't maintain them, do the things that you're supposed to do to keep them operating at their very best, over time, those things are going to break down a lot quicker, and they're going to have a lot worse problems. And it's going to cost you money when you have to repair those things. So if you want to save money on RV repairs, maintain your RV. Learn how to do it. It's not hard at all. Watch my videos. There's lots of other videos and websites and all of that about how to maintain your RV and do it right and save yourself money. Now, the number five money-saving tip goes right along with that, and that is, no matter how well you maintain an RV, somewhere down the line, you're going to need repairs on it. It's just a fact of life. Things are going to break. Well, why not learn how to repair those things yourself instead of always having to call a repair tech or take it to a repair facility? The truth is that roughly 80% of things that go wrong on an RV can be fixed by the RV owner if they just have a little good direction on how to do it. So how do you get the direction? I'm going to give you two ideas that really work. Number one, YouTube. I mean, there are so many videos about fixing things on RVs. It's incredible. So if you want to know how to do something, go on YouTube, watch the videos, make good notes, and go out there and do the same thing. It's just that simple. But now, let's suppose you do come across something that's not covered on YouTube, or you just don't like sitting through videos. Something that a lot of RVers don't realize is that the items and components in RVs have manufacturers that are more than happy to help you repair them if they go wrong. In other words, if you've got a refrigerator problem, you can probably call Dometic or Norcold. If you've got a chassis problem, you could probably call Freightliner or whoever makes your chassis, and you can talk to them about it. You tell them what the problem is. They will usually help you diagnose the problem, and very often, they'll even tell you step-by-step how to repair it. Now, a lot of people don't take advantage of this, but those manufacturers are there to help you. They want you to have a good experience with their product. So feel free to call them, get their advice, get their direction. They can tell you where to find the parts and everything. So it's a way to learn how to do it yourself. And when you do, you save big money over the cost of having an RV repair tech do it for you instead. Now, to do this, you're going to need to have a good toolkit. And I did make a video a while back about the tools that you'll need, a basic toolkit that you're going to need to be able to accomplish most repairs around an RV. And so I do encourage you to go watch that video and see what tools you're going to need, because that way you can have them on hand, you're ready to go when something comes up that needs an RV repair. All right, so those are the five things that I wanted to share with you today that you can save big money on if you practice them. These money-saving practices and tips will not be saving you just a few little dollars here and there. They can save you thousands of dollars if you use them all together. So with less money going out of your pocket, guess what? You can focus more on just having fun with your RV. Well, that's it for now. Have safe and happy travels, my friends. Until next time.